Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
And so we set an ambitious goal to cut our greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 and to reach net zero emissions by 2050. The investment we are announcing today will help us to achieve these goals, and it will do so much more. Because think also about the impact on not only the local economy, not only on an investment in the entrepreneurs and innovators from and in the community, think about the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Welcome to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. So great to be with you as always. And in that opening clip was our Vice President Kamala Harris. And did you catch the statement? If you did not, she stated that when we reduce population, and the White House is calling it a gaffe, but was it really? We're going to talk about it shortly. But before we do, I want to remind you, as we always do, that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. If you have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do so today, because he is the only way by which you can inherit eternal life, by receiving his sacrifice when he died at Calvary. So if you've never received him, please come to Jesus Christ on today. So again, that opening clip was from Vice President Kamala Harris speaking before an audience. And you heard her say, when we reduce population.
And reduce population. And reduce population. And reduce population.
Now, the White House again is saying that it was simply a gaffe, a slip of the tongue. But a lot of people are questioning, was it really? Now, the media outlet that I got this clip from made the statement, quote, in remarks on investments to take on climate change yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris called to reduce population when she meant to say pollution, end quote. So they're calling it a gaffe, but was it really? A lot of people are asking that question. And I will admit that gaffes do happen. It happens on this podcast. I've had numerous times in which my mind thought one thing, but my mouth said something different. And I didn't realize it until later when I listened to the playback. I've had it happen in a sermon in which I repeatedly said representation when my notes clearly stated reputation. And I didn't realize it until I went back and listened later. So it does happen. And I heard someone even say concerning the VP that, well, she was reading from a teleprompter, but it still can happen. But people are questioning this because when something of this nature happens, it makes you wonder that sometimes the mouth speaks what is truly in one's heart. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 34 states, brood of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 15:18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. So people, again, are asking this question. Is this how she truly feels? Because there are many leftists that feel the world is overpopulated. And they argue that it's leading to excessive gas and carbon emissions and climate change. And we know Bill Gates, a strong advocate for vaccinations, also is on the record for saying the world needs to be depopulated. So we're going to talk today about the spirit of Antichrist, because that spirit is influencing things in the world today. And the Bible tells us that that spirit has been in the world for centuries, but its influence is increasing. So I'm going to do something today that's a bit different from the norm. I'm going to share a long clip from a sermon, but I want you to hear it uninterrupted because it is so powerful for the time that we are living in. It is given by Cedric Oliver, the pastor of Embassies of Christ Church in Gary, Indiana, in 2021. So he begins by speaking on politics, which I have no problem with. As a matter of fact, I advocate it. I think not enough pastors speak on it, and therefore you have a lot of parishioners who say they believe one thing when it comes to Christianity, but then they go and vote for the opposite. So I endorse speaking on politics from the pulpit, but he's going to end by speaking on Antichrist. So I want you to hear this entire clip. It's a little over 16 minutes, and then I'll come back with some commentary.
Our nation is gone mad. I hope y'all like y'all's president. Because in a year's time, he screwed the whole nation up. I told you, I don't care how many blind eyes open if I say something like that. When my blind eye, I'm out of here. He must be a Republican. It only took that man 1 year to screw the whole country up. A year. Don't be looking at me like, no, our nation's gone backwards. A year ago, you were paying $2 a gallon for gas. Yeah, let's take it where you can relate. And you're paying almost $4 now because of his decisions. Yeah, it's his decisions. 2 million people have crossed our borders from Mexico. Now he getting political. No, kingdom. I'm kingdom. Screwed it up. You got, and these people coming in, they don't get COVID tests. And they aren't forced to get vaccinated. And they put on airplanes, read your paper. No, they ain't going to put this in your paper. They don't report this. But they are flying people who cross the border illegally. Your government is flying them to cities across the United States and putting them up in hotels and paying for them with your money. Only took a year to screw the country up. Just took a year. Just took a year. Yeah, he must be a Trump supporter. No, I believe. Yep. In a year's time, men who say they women are competing on the college level in women's sports and depriving women who have been working all their lives to be the best woman in their sport, the ability to be that, because this man won't be a girl now. A year. One. I got here by introducing the fact that the world is being, Satan has released a spirit of deception. He has released it. Black folks don't like me talking about this. They can't stand it when I talk about it. It was all I could do when the congressman came here. Now, I told somebody to tell that man. Now, I'm going to let you speak, but don't you get up here talking about politics. Okay. And I'm going to make sure that the Voting Rights Act is passed. It was all I could do. And the Holy Spirit checked me because I was coming up. I was going to straighten that dude out. That's you ain't, because you ain't telling folks the truth. This government has people believing that people are deprived of the opportunity to vote. Because they're saying these red states is trying to keep our people from voting. Hogwash! You should have identification to vote. You shouldn't just be able to vote without being identified as a citizen and a resident of the area that you live in. It's wrong. We're going to get that voting right. We're going to forcefully advance. I'm just sitting in my chair. Tell people the truth. They ain't giving people opportunity to vote. You look at the states who pass these laws that are considered racist. They have more polling sites, longer voting hours. Get quiet on me. It's okay. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Because see, if we don't require people to have valid identification, anybody can vote. And if we give them some money, if we keep giving out free money, ain't no way them people gonna want us out of office. I'm for truth. I ain't for nonsense. I ain't a brainwashed Negro. God gave me a brain. And I'm not a sheep. Amen. And they telling you to do one thing and they doing something different. If you watch the Super Bowl, California got strictest restrictions, like mask mandates for indoors. None of the celebrities had on masks. The governor of California almost a year ago, that dude was out during real tough times of COVID. He was out at a fancy restaurant with all his buddies, didn't have on a mask. But you better wear one, because we think for you. We think for you. You ain't smart enough to think for yourself. Everybody say, well, you shouldn't be so controversial. It's not. You ain't gonna shift from that kingdom to this kingdom holding on to delusion. You are not. And I'll say it, I don't care who like it, I don't give a rip. Surgeon General of the United States read an article this morning. Surgeon General of the United States double vaxxed with a booster with COVID. His whole family got it. Queen Elizabeth double vaxxed and boosted and got COVID. Well, we should trust the science. Why? Well, they won't get as sick. Well, I didn't either. Oh, they walking out on me now. That's good. I must be doing good. Okay. I really don't. I really don't. I don't. What's it got to do with delusion and deception? Because y'all still think they're right.
Right.
You still think that what the smart folks say right. is right. And it don't, I mean, Stevie Wonder could see. I'm not against, hear my heart, y'all. So when I talk about these things, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. And really what I'm saying to you isn't whether you're vaccinated or not. That's immaterial to me. I just want to let you know what spirit has been released. And you know it's delusional, because delusional people don't know that they are deluded. They don't believe they've been deceived. You can't convince somebody who's been deceived that they've been deceived. You can't. They can't see it. But it's so obvious. The only reason I'm bringing the vaccine up is it's just intuitively obvious. They've been lying to you. The media won't let you talk against it. Why? They won't report on truth. Colin Powell, when he died, Colin Powell was vaccinated. They blew over that like it was nothing. They just talking about Colin, but ain't nobody saying and or emphasizing the fact that he was fully vaccinated. And then what do? We just, oh well. Only reason I'm teaching this. We are of a different. If you got vaccinated, I bless you. I'm not up here cursing you. I don't want you feeling bad. I don't want you getting uncomfortable. Don't get so mad that you say, I'm taking my ball and going home. Because you'll miss something. You'll miss them. The world is tripping. And I don't get it. I mean, masses of people are buying into the lie. Buying into it. Yep. I told you, it's like this thing is like Starbucks. Give me 2 vax and a booster. This thing is like Starbucks, but nobody questions. Here, and I'm going to tell you something, and people aren't questioning it, and you got to ask yourself, why aren't these things being reported? Why are they, you know, one of the guys named Robert Malone. He was one of the ones that invented the technology for the vaccine. And he has been coming out saying they need to stop because we don't know enough about the effects yet. You know what they did? Took him off of Twitter, YouTube, took him off. And he invented it. And they're saying he's spreading misinformation and he invented it. So when I see stuff like that, I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then church is setting up COVID test sites. Don't be looking for no site here. You better go to Walgreens. It ain't happening up in here. Just ain't gonna do it. They've asked us to. No. When that Surgeon General, I read that article, the Surgeon General, it just kind of tickled me. Yeah, I'm double vaxxed, got a booster, tested positive, and I got a runny nose, my muscles ache, got a sore throat. I said, it sounds like a cold. And that vaccine ain't suppressing nothing severe. Sound like a... Okay. Why did the kingdom come to the earth? Matthew 9:35. You can tell I'm slightly passionate. Because, now the reason I'm passionate about this is Satan is smart. He's very smart. Now he ain't too smart because he went up against God. But if you just go from an intellectual perspective, intellectually, he's smart because he knows what it takes to influence the masses. Now, the thing with the thing with this whole COVID thing, the COVID demon was released so that the stage can be set for the entrance of the Antichrist. That's the truth. The Antichrist cannot lead the world unless the world trusts and follows him. So how do you get the masses to submit to government. Fear. Fear. Scared the bejesus out of them. Scare them. If you scare them enough, they'll do whatever you tell them to. Amen. They'll do whatever you say because they are. Guarantee you there'll be another variant that comes up before election time. Truck drivers can't even protest in Canada. They locking them up. Just because they, you know what? They're protesting. They're not protesting whether or not you should get vaccinated, because 90% of the truck drivers are vaccinated. 90% of them are vaccinated. They said, we're protesting because we don't believe that the government has the right to make me put something in my body. And so what is the government's response? We don't want to hear nothing you got to say. You are spreading misinformation, and now they're locking them up. Just because they have a different opinion. That's the wrong kingdom in charge.
Now that is what you call a man of wisdom and discernment. Because the world right now is preparing for the entrance of Antichrist. Things that are happening in the world is preparing the world for the entrance of Antichrist. And we as believers in Christ should see that. Again, that was Dr. Cedric Oliver, the pastor of Embassies of Christ Church in Gary, Indiana, speaking in 2021. That is an excerpt from a powerful sermon that he gave. And, you know, he spoke again in 2021. He said he guarantees you that before the next election, there will be another variant. And it's just been announced that a new variant is on the horizon, or has now been detected, as they say. So you have to look at these things. And I'm just baffled as to why all pulpits across the nation are not speaking what he's saying. But we know the Bible says there will come a great apostasy and a falling away of the church in the last days. And so on that hand, I'm not surprised that many are not speaking about it, but they should be, because as he said, the nation has gone mad. And I began the podcast by sharing that clip about reducing population, because a great population reduction is going to take place during the tribulation at the hand of Antichrist. And we as believers need to be connecting the dots. And so the nation has gone mad, as he said. We've seen over the last several years, people just having irreconcilable, angry outbursts. And we see fallouts with family that are happening all over the place. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 says, the love of many will grow cold concerning the days leading up to the return of Christ. Mark 13, 12 speaks of brother betraying brother and father betraying child. And I can tell you from personal experience, I've had within my immediate family, people have betrayed me that I would have said 10 years ago, I never would have guessed in a million years that something like that would ever happen. But it has happened, because we see things building towards the entrance of the Antichrist. And when the apostles asked Jesus about the end of the age, his first response was, take heed that no one deceives you. Matthew 24, verse 4. And so Satan, as the pastor says, has released a spirit of deception. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Thessalonians chapter 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. And the lie is that Antichrist is Messiah, and they will be turned over to this mind because they did not love the truth. And if you are a lover of truth, as I am, you have to love what this pastor, Cedric Oliver, has stated in this sermon. Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. And folks, here we are more than 3 years later from when COVID-19 came on the scene, And some are still wearing masks, even though the world emergency has been declared over, but people are still wearing masks. And I just saw recently where a college in Atlanta is bringing back mask mandates. So people are still believing these things. They're still being deceived. And I had a friend of mine in California back in 2020 or 21 when they were having the wildfires. And we know California has some of the most strict restrictions when it came to the COVID mandate. And they were required to wear masks. And she and a friend were out and they looked at each other and they said, you know, if these masks work to stop COVID, why do we smell smoke? How is the smoke coming through? Smoke that we can see is getting through the mask, but COVID that we can't even see is supposedly being filtered out. And so, folks, don't be deceived. Churches close for a 99.7% survivable virus. Hebrews 10:12 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And what is the day that is approaching? That day is the return of our great Lord and King. So in this message, I'm sharing with you that the world is being prepared for the entrance of Antichrist. But for those of us who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we need not worry about that because Jesus Christ is coming back for us in the rapture to take us to be with him when the Antichrist prepares to come on the scene and to rule the world. And so that is what we as believers should look forward to. But we should have discernment and recognize what is taking place in our world. And there is so much more I can say about this, but we are out of time for this week. But I'm going to come back next week and have part two of Entrance of Antichrist. Because again, there are many today that it's as if they're driving asleep at the wheel and they do not recognize the signs of the times. They are not properly discerning the times. So I encourage you to come back and join us next week. Thank you for tuning in. And please come back as we continue to encourage you to discern the times by viewing life through the window of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.
Discerning the Times is presented by Blessings to Israel.